Now, at this time of night, we also do the pub quiz. You might want to get a pen and paper ready to write down the few questions and see how you fare with our pub quiz. Last couple of nights, it's taken a good couple of hours for people to get all three answers right, would you believe? It's taken a good long while. Some tough questions. Tonight, we're heading to Newark to a fascinating little place called Just Beer. Duncan Neal, hello.
Hello there.
I was going to refer to you as the landlord there, but it doesn't quite work like that, does it? A few of you set this place up, is that right?
Not quite, that's right. I'm one of four partners, actually. Four of us got together to open this place up. So, yeah, technically I'm not the landlord, but I suppose you could refer to me that if you want.
One of them, I suppose. It's kind of joint responsibility and joint blame.
It's joint responsibility, yeah, so it's always someone else's fault.
Exactly, that's the beauty of it, you see. So tell me, how long have you been open?
We've been open exactly 6 months now.
Right, and how's it going?
It's going very, very well. It's going beyond our expectations, actually. We set this up, we were obviously confident in our own mind that it would be successful. We're a specialist cask ale bar only. We just work on a beer licence, although we do sell a house red and white wine for those that don't drink beer. But it's not a full pub licence. Real ale is a market that is showing growth within the industry. We were always confident that there was a niche market, a growing niche market, and certainly in Newark and surrounding areas. So we've set it up with that confidence, and at the moment, it's, it's exceeding our expectations.
I suppose the growth of real ale's popularity has been such that you can be pretty confident it's not just a fad.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's real ale has basically been growing. The market's been growing for some years. It's taken quite a jump in the last 18 months. But, yeah, I think it's like wine, the way that wine progressed, over the last few years. People matching wine with foods. People now match beer with foods. They're after something with taste. They're after variety. And, you know, wine sales haven't particularly dipped, and I don't think real ale sales are either.
Where do you get your ales from? Little microbreweries and things, or the
we
bigger
places?
We do indeed.
Places, I mean, we're what's called a micro pub, which is basically we're a small pub, although we do have a limit of 58 people. So we always refer to ourselves as the largest micro pub in the UK. We wish we can take that accolade. But yes, we're totally independent. We're not tied to any brewery or anything, so we can buy what we want from where we want. So we source beers from microbreweries anywhere in the country, and also support all the local breweries as well within a 20-mile radius of Newark, of which there is, at the last count, I think there's 19 of those, which does actually cross into the city of Nottingham as well.
Yeah. So what sort of stuff have you got? How many beers do you have on at a time? You've got to have a real range, haven't you? Some of the lighter sort of session beers,
yes,
and then something really thick and dark.
That's right. We always have at least four beers on the bar, and we always have a dark one, either a stout, a porter, or a mild, which we rotate. Then we always keep at least one lighter ale, and we try and mix the strengths of the beer as well. It's probably the hardest part of the business, is actually trying to keep the balance of beers for customers on the bar. But, it's about giving them the best selection that we can.
And then the wine is kind of, I dread to say afterthought, but I'm kind of thinking as a Castlemaine Forex advert when they just stick two bottles of sherry on the back of the thing. Looks like we
That's
overdid
right.
it with the sherry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The emphasis is more on the beer. That's why it's called Just Beer, I suppose, isn't it?
That's why it's called Just Beer. Yeah, we do sell real cider as well, which really goes hand in hand with beer these days. But yes, the wine was taken up. We know we're operating in a niche market compared to mainstream pubs, but you know, we don't want to be putting people off, and there are obviously people that come in as couples that maybe wife or partner, whatever, isn't a real ale drinker in any way, shape or form. So, we can offer, a glass of house red or white wine.
Just while you twist their arm and show them what the beauty of real ale is, that's the thing.
That's
I mean, the more and more women are drinking it now, aren't they? And you know,
they are indeed. There's a great increase in that. It's surprising how many people will actually come in and give it a try and are pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, okay. So Duncan has got a few quiz questions for us as well this evening. We'll come back to you, Duncan, in a second. Duncan from Just Beer in Newark has got three pub quiz questions for you then. Get yourself a pen and paper ready and prepare to call in, to text in as well with your answers. We'll see how you do.